Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Sal. With me, in person, human real life, is Lizzie.
Hello.
And Axel.
Hi.
I don't have to turn down my headphones when you do the intro.
Right, because you're not wearing headphones.
Nope.
That's my secret, Cap. I never wear headphones. We are here.
Echo has joined us.
Echo has joined the podcast.
Yeah.
And with his jingling.
Yeah.
All right. We're here to talk about Ahsoka. It's time. The inevitable continuance of some of our favorite Star Wars Rebels characters is here. So I guess let's get started. These episodes are going to be released way later than we recorded. Uh-oh. My phone went to sleep. Are going to be released way later than we recorded them because of the ongoing WGA and SAG after a strike. So we support the artists that bring us these beautiful stories, the writers, the artists, the directors. No, you don't appreciate the artists?
Yes. What?
Axel's shaking his head.
Oh.
Guess who got a phone call of someone inviting him to Disney to go see Ahsoka for a really event, and they gave you tickets, and he said no.
It wasn't a phone call. But either way, when we stand in solidarity with these people, we can't go around promoting the things when they're not allowed to.
Yeah, when they're not getting paid.
That's unfortunate, and they're not getting paid for it. I do want to enjoy their work. So these are going to get released way later.
It's a small way that we can show that we're supporting these.
That's how much I love you all. I turned down a Disney ticket. It wasn't for me. It was for you. It was for all of you. Suffer my slings and arrows. poor me. Anyway, I make a living wage at my job, I guess, so that counts. I'm doing better off, I suppose.
What did they do to Chopper?
What do you mean? Are you looking at Chopper right now?
Chopper is like the only perfect thing in the show.
No. Do you see his leg? It's wrong.
Where? Oh, it got repainted, huh? It's not green anymore. Yeah.
He shopped.
Yeah, Chopper. That's my Zeb. Hire me. Wait, no, I'm on. They're on strike.
I don't know if voice actors
are on strike. Anyway, real quick, check us out at theroguerebels.com. We go like our Facebook page. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Hive, Blue Sky, Threads.
X.
Oh, no. Well, on X, we're Rogue Rebels fan. As X sucks, but then everything else without Rogue Rebels.
True.
So yeah. So like, we're not going to really talk about news or anything, because by the time this comes out, it won't even be news. It'll be old news. And also, we're not even really a news podcast. We're here to talk about Ahsoka, so let's talk about Ahsoka.
You're a news podcast.
You're a news podcast.
Your mom.
Your mom podcasts. Take that back right now, Napoleon. Anyway, Ahsoka. Everybody, I'm sure, saw the episodes. These are going to come out way later, so
I was playing an Overwatch game, and I was just playing.
Oh, that was your first mistake.
So there's ranked, unranked, whatever ranked. That's usually what I play. But literally got into the game, just started, and then someone put in like the chat, like because you can like chat with everyone. You could chat with just your team, or you can put it into the like, you know, the game chat, so that even the enemy team can see it too. Just like in all caps, Sabine was stabbed in the first episode.
So that's a troll.
Yeah. And I was like, and I went in and I just typed, I know. And he was like, wait, does anyone watch Ahsoka on here? And everyone was like, no. He was like, damn it.
You're like, who's Sabine? Sabine
that
whom?
That was interesting.
Sabine whom? So you're telling me that not only do I have
him.
To avoid Twitter and social media, but I no longer can I play Overwatch safely?
No.
You think that'll happen on Fortnite? Like if I get on Fortnite and they're like, hey, you got a Boba Fett skin. Sabine's dead.
If you do teams, maybe. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I normally don't listen, but every time now and then when I'm playing Fort Watch, they're just like,
Fort Watch.
Hey, does anybody else have a mic? And I'm just like, no.
Yeah, so watch out for Overwatch.
Okay,
you guys.
So watch out for Overwatch spoilers out there. They're out there. Trolls are out there trying to spoil shows that we just spoiled. If you're listening to a podcast about Ahsoka that came out 4 months later, you're probably safe though. So here we go. Episode 1, Master and Apprentice. I guess I'll give a quick little summary of the episodes. Balin Skull and Shin Hari, who are two...
I like Balin.
Dark side, Jedi, dark side, not quite Sith, but we don't know exactly. Break out Morgan Elsbeth from a New Republic ship. Meanwhile, Ahsoka Indiana Joneses her way to a map. Where she finds out she's
more
probably...
More like Treasure Planets her way into a map.
Treasure Planets, if both valid. And then Sabine skips out on her famous hero day because she's sad that her brother isn't there with her. And Ahsoka goes back to talk to her about solving the map for her because Sabine is smart with maps and art things. And then Sabine takes the map and runs home to where she can think clearly. Sabine gets in a fight, the map gets stolen from her, and she gets stabbed. That's the end of the episode. Oh, Hera sent Ahsoka to see Sabine. That also happened. All right, so now let's get into it for real.
Why is Jai Kell's hair like that? He looks like a hog.
I don't know. Yeah, he totally got a different hairdo.
He looks like a hog.
But I was happy to
see him. It's been years.
I was so happy to see him. Yeah, he got a new do. He's a senator. Like, now he can get his hair date. So I thought that was cool. I don't have a picture.
He didn't sound like Jai Kell either.
I thought he did, but the actual voice actor is Dante Bosco.
He's not the same person.
No.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, Dante Bosco is not a kid, even though he has that kind of voice.
That's perfect.
Yeah, but no, that kid's like, because he would be like, he's got to be like Ezra's age. Dante Bosco is older.
Dude, this treasure map thingy was so easy to tell what it was. Like,
yes.
It was kind of so disappointing. Like, Ahsoka couldn't figure it out. Like, I was also upset, not because, like, I get it, it was the actual thing, but, like, in the actual, like, when she's trying to figure out how to get to the map in the first place, I was like, line it up. Just line up the lines. It's fine. It's easy. And then, like, she didn't line them up, and it was like, ka-cha, you unlocked it. And I was like, why?
No,
they're not lined up.
Well, I rewatched it, so she was like, you have to point the things into the room.
Yeah.
Like, I played a lot of Jedi Survivor and Jedi Fallen Order, so I was very, very happy.
Yeah.
With the temple, I was like, this is me.
It made sense, but I was like, I was looking at the actual things, and I was like, it's not lined up.
Yeah. This is me on Zepho. So I was having fun with that. Balin, Skull, and Shin Hari. I don't know what they are yet, but I really like them.
Balin seems okay. Like, he seems like...
I like him because he almost seems
like
a
logical,
nice bad guy.
Logical, I guess?
Yeah. But
empathy,
I like...
Empathy?
Yeah.
Empathetic?
Yeah.
Well, because what they said later, I think in
he was a Jedi
and stuff, and he left. Much like we are learning, like, Itzcat. What's her... How do you say her name?
Itzcat? It's not that hard.
Yeah, but, like, it's hard because I want to say Itzcat.
Well, that's just because you want to say Itzcat.
Because she's not an actual cat. Her friend's a cat.
Yeah.
Hizo?
She's not a cat.
Anyway.
Confirm, not a cat. Itzcat is not a cat. Breaking news.
Balin really reminds me of Count Dooku. Like, he's so elegant and he's so polite and nice.
Yeah, he does have a little bit of a stately...
Dooku's not
Dooku was a
nice.
Little more arrogant, I think. But, like, also, Dooku was crappier and, like, meaner.
No, Dooku was a nice guy.
When he was a Jedi, maybe.
And he helped people instead of
the right, and then he killed Yaddle. I remember it was a whole thing.
Yeah, but that was because Palpatine.
So I don't know. I like him. I like both of them. Like, her movements are really, really cool. They gave her an anime run in this. Like, they came out in the thing, and he was like, let me show you our identification. And then she was like, shaka! And, like, booked out. And I was like, oh.
She looks like a TikToker.
I like how, like, she's emo and Sabine's punk rock.
Why is everyone punk?
Not everyone. I like how she's, like, very, like, emo. She's got little bangs and she does her makeup. And, like, I like how Sabine, Matt Martin.
She's more like alt.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
But anyway.
TikTok.
I just like her look. I like her thing. I like her robes. Like
Control Shift T.
Her robes are like dark brown instead of black, like his are. I find that
interesting. I think he probably like left the Jedi.
He did, you know, for show.
No, but I'm saying like I think he left the Jedi, then like tried to continue to be a Jedi, but it wasn't really working out. So then when he found her, he tried to teach her the ways of the Jedi-ish.
Like Kanan?
But also, huh?
Like Kanan?
I guess, yeah. Hmm. But like opposite.
Right. Do you think he left before Order 66?
Oh, I don't know. I figured during Order 66.
Okay. I wasn't sure what you were saying. So yeah, they go and they wreck shop in the whole ship. Super cool moves. And then they rescue Morgan. And then she's like, you know, the girl who found the map. Like, she's looking for the map. She knows about the map. Who? Ahsoka Tano. And then we cut to Ahsoka Tano treasure hunting planet. Where she does the thing.
And then the map is literally treasure planet.
Mm-hmm.
They did not even try with that. It's just the ball.
Well, I mean, a lot of things are like that too.
Spin it, guys. Just spin it around. Press some buttons. Just like they did in treasure planet. Guess what they did?
Yeah, but that took
Sabine. Spun it around.
She had to see how to spin it.
How did she not spin it around?
Well, I'm sure she spun it around, but probably didn't spin it around right. It's like a Rubik's Cube.
But it wasn't at all like a Rubik's Cube.
I think it
you
was.
You just like saw the symbol and you just kind of moved. I thought it was too easy. But
I imagine
okay.
It's like a Rubik's Cube. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So then they like leave and then she's like, you didn't catch my say. Oh, Hu Yang's back. I like Hu Yang.
You sure David Tennant is Hu Yang?
I know David Tennant is Hu Yang.
Okay.
David Tennant was Hu Yang in the Clone Wars.
Okay.
You don't remember? It was a huge deal for people who like Doctor Who.
I don't know Doctor Who.
Well, neither do I, but it was a huge deal for them.
He's Doctor
like
Who?
The band?
Doctor Who. It's a show, a very famous show.
Is it Doctor H-U or Doctor...
W-H-O.
Is it W-H-U?
W-H-O.
No, there's no O in Who. It's
there is.
W. No, you're spelling it wrong.
No, that's the word and that's how they spell it.
You need to go back to class.
No. So she goes to like the New Republic and they're like, they broke out Morgan Elsbeth. So these New Republic prisons, they don't hold people very well.
They're not doing anything very well.
Real quick, I'm going to go back to here. When Baylan and Sheen arrive, like the...
Sheen?
Sheen Hari.
Like...
Sheen.
Like the website where you buy clothes and they... Like, have I think child
that's,
workers?
I think that's Shein. There's no Shein. E. There's no E in this word. Her name is just S-H-I-N. Shin.
Shin, okay.
Shin, like the part that I kick you if I'm Tong Po in kickboxing.
Okay.
So when they arrive, like, the captain's like, I want to see these Jedi. And then, like, walks out there with a security detail. Some of those security people were a few of our friends from Golden Gate 501st. Who were also good friends of our other friend, Jono. And they were telling us, they were like, we got this call to have us come in this thing. And we wanted Jono to be a part of it. So they brought his Imagineer license, his Imagineer thing, like, with them. And they were like, he was on set with us every day. Like, we took pictures with, I'm sorry, the actor who plays Baylan Skull. I forgot his name, but he recently passed away too. You know. But I just thought that was really cool. And I'm very happy that Jono got to be a part of this. So, yeah.
Did they get paid?
He did not get paid. But he got paid being an Imagineer, so he's good. And he got to live. He got to leave his dreams, man. He got to build Batuu.
I didn't mean Jono.
Who?
The people that worked in the Ahsoka?
I'm sure they did. I don't know how much. I don't think they're on strike. They might be. They might be now. They might be like, oh, we can't come back for... Ahsoka season 2 or whatever they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So Hera.
Sabine Lee. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ahsoka goes to Hera. Mm-hmm. Hera, what are your thoughts on Hera?
Okay.
This Hera.
Right out of the gate, it should have been Vanessa Marshall.
Yes.
Vanessa Marshall.
Like, I love Ramona Flowers. She's great. So also, that you know Ramona is the wife of
Ewan McGregor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Crazy world. Yes. Anyway, that blew my mind. What was I going to say? Oh, Yeah. Okay, your thoughts, I guess. Yeah.
I wish it was Vanessa.
Yes.
I don't want to say I'm like coming around to it, but like a lot of the pictures and photos they released, there was a very weird look. Like the contacts are still a little weird to me, but like her in motion is a lot better than these flat pictures of where her face just looks flat. So like I like she's a good actress, obviously, but you know, like her expressions and like her movements and stuff is coming across a little bit better. I like the costume a lot. I just like I don't understand why it wasn't Vanessa. Her acting is fine, but it's just like Vanessa holds that bar so high for me.
Yeah.
It's really hard to hit it. And like if it wasn't Vanessa, like if I was just watching the show and didn't know who she was, I'd be like, oh cool, look at this general. You know what I mean?
I feel like she doesn't feel like Hera. I think it was more in the second episode where I really didn't feel like she felt like Hera, especially because she's supposed to kind of be like this really loving mother figure to Sabine. But it didn't, when we saw Sabine like in the hospital bed and she was just a hologram, it did not feel like that at all. And I was like, well, maybe it's a hologram. But then like even in Rebels where like Kanan and Hera would talk through holograms and stuff, like just, I don't know if maybe it is Vanessa just Hera, where she just sounds like loving and like,
there's a lot of warmth, you know, and love in like in Vanessa's Hera. Like, and there are a few moments where I'm like, oh, okay, I see it like a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not like as like, I don't know. Like Vanessa's is very, very powerful. And it's weird because it's like only her voice in theory. But then also like the animators, whatever they, you know what I mean? Like,
I think Vanessa also had a lot of love.
Right. Like, I think for us, it's too personal for us. Like we love Vanessa so much. Like it's probably very hard for us to be like, how dare you? How dare you stand where she stood? You know, like, I think at least for me, like, I know I'm too close to the situation, but like, I do understand that, like, it's, there are moments, like, there are so many, like, the moments where she's telling Ezra, where she's like, you know, he's like, people don't do that. And she's like, we do. Like, very simple lines, but they're so, like, you can feel the focus, you can feel the belief. I don't know. She has a lot of faith in the people that she finds.
I don't even think it's like the actress. It's just like the lines that she has are also not like in Rebels where she does say stuff like that.
No, because I think she has a few of them. Like there's some, there's the few that I really like, a few of the moments that I picked out where she's like, like this one in particular. She's like, Ahsoka's like, well, she's not going to want to help me. She's not going to do it. I don't think she wants to talk to me. Like clearly there's all this stuff that we don't know about, right? That we've missed. But Hera kind of walks up to Ahsoka, and I see it a little bit there, because she goes, like, she'll do it, and she, like, hands her back the thing, and then she looks at her, and she goes, for Ezra. And, like, that's a really, like, powerful kind of moment. But that's, like, the kind of stuff that, like, Vanessa did, like, when a lot of Hera's dialogue that lasts. You know what I mean? So, like, but, like, you get little flickers of it. You know, like...
I think the only one that I was, like... that I thought like was a good Hera quote that I kind of want to hear Vanessa say and like compare and contrast, even though I'm going to be like, yeah, Vanessa, is where in the second episode. Yeah,
that's unfair. We would just be like, 10.
It's unfair. 10, but 10. In the second episode where Sabine's in bed and then she's like, she says like, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And Sabine's like, she needs to hear that.
Tell her that.
Tell Ahsoka that. She's like, she doesn't need to know. You do.
Yeah. But there was a... No, that's one that I kind of like too. But there is a little bit like... It's harder. Like, in Rebels, their unit was very tightly knit. And it's kind of like... I don't know how else to explain it. Like, now the kids are all grown up and gone. So it's like... They're still family, but they're a lot more distant than they used to be.
Yeah.
Like, even like us. Like, you guys are all kind of doing your own thing, and we're still your parents, but, like, you know, we're just like, hey, like, you know, this is the thing. But also, like, we don't talk to you the same as we did when you were five, and we, like, had to guide you through these things. You're, like, making your own choices, and we're trying to help as best we can, but it's not the same as, like, when we were guiding you that close and motherly. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm being unfair to Mary Elizabeth Winstead. But also, Mary like, Elizabeth? That's her name, Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Oh.
The actress who plays Hera.
What's the girl's name that does singing and is Zeb's wife?
Mary something McGlynn.
I thought it was Mary Elizabeth.
It might be Mary Elizabeth McGlynn.
Okay.
But her last name is McGlynn.
Okay.
Yes, I know her well from the Silent Hill soundtracks.
Why is there so many Mary Elizabeths? And why are they all married to Star Wars actors?
Yeah, right. Zeb and Ewan are like, I'll bring you Mary. I'll bring mine.
Yeah, Mary. Mary Elizabeth Winstead is this one.
Yes.
Mary Elizabeth
McGlynn.
McGlynn?
Mm-hmm. It might be Mary something else McGlynn.
It might be Mary Elizabeth, but... what's it called?
Just put McGlynn Silent Hill.
That's what I'm doing.
Or...
Yeah, McGlynn. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Like, Hera, out of all the characters, I'm coming down on Hera the hardest, and...
Yeah.
That's unfair, but that's what it is. Like, she's not doing horribly.
No.
I miss Vanessa.
She's doing her best.
So that's...
I also wish her Leku was a bit more pigtailed.
Yeah,
like, they definitely changed it. But, like, I guess... And it's also probably, like, the cartoon version and stuff.
Right,
but, like,
right.
I like when her Leku is, like, you know, flailed and stuff. But anyway,
I like her costume. I like her jacket. I like her shirt. I like her pant. Like, I like her... I like the way they translated it and updated it and changed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just, like, I could do without the fur on the jacket. But, like, other than that, I think it's a really cool...
What if it's cold?
Yeah, if it's cold, that's fine. But we live in SoCal. That's going to be rough. I love the ghost symbol on the back. Ahsoka, I'm, like, liking a little bit more. Because now I'm like, okay, there's, like, a whole bunch of weird stuff with her.
I wish she had something of Sabine's. Like, I guess, like, the Phoenix is kind of like... I don't know. I like jewelry and stuff. Yeah. I wish Sabine.
She never was that. She did her whole career in pilot fatigues.
I know. I'm just like, huh.
Sabine's the one who's the. That's a Sabine thing. You know what I mean? Speaking of Sabine,
I just wish she I think it's the Phoenix, but like I wish she had something that like I don't know.
A little more personal.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sabine is on the run, and she's very sassy, and it made me upset.
She always was.
She always is sassy, but, like, this one was just like, geez, chill. You're
but
just
like,
sad.
Now she's an
it's
adult.
Okay.
She just, yeah, and she misses her friend. And you know what I really liked about this? This, remember when Ezra was sad that it was Empire Day, because that's when he lost his parents, and it was his birthday? When they want to celebrate her as a hero, it's sad for her, because that's the day she lost her brother.
He's a brat. Not actually.
She always was.
Yeah, I know.
She always was
sassy. I figured
sassy.
She would grow up just
yes,
a little bit.
Yes, tell us more about how sassy people are rude.
How old do you think she is?
I mean, she's got to be close to 30 now, right? Because she was 2 years older than Ezra.
30?
That was like 10 years ago. So she was like 19
like
when
old
stuff
now.
Was happening. So she's like 29, 30, 30, you know, and Ezra's like 27, 28, somewhere
Yikes.
Around there. Yeah.
It hasn't been 10 years.
It's been, well, Yikers. Remember when we met them, he was 14 and she was 16. Then he turned 15. And then 4 years passed because that was 5 years before A New Hope.
And that's when the Empire Wars ends.
No, because then it's 4 years before Return of the Jedi. And now we're like 4 or 5 years after that. So it's actually been closer to like 15 years. Maybe not that long. But like from when Rebels ended to here, it's been like 10 years.
What era is this again?
New Republic? So about 5 years, 6 years after Return of the Jedi?
Okay.
Lothal is beautiful. Governor Azadi. Nobody cared? I was happy to see Governor Azadi. Okay.
Yeah. What else does he do?
He's Berg in episode 6 of the chapter 6 of The Mandalorian.
Uh-huh.
He is Savage Opress.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I've seen this man in real life. Like, I have met this man.
We met him at a Rebels
premiere.
And his
son.
His son, yeah. His son was
on
the
Rebels. And you were like, it's Savage. And I was like, why is Savage here? What do you mean he's Savage? Because I thought it had something to do with Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, is Savage going to be
it
Rebels?
It didn't until another year.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, gotcha. No, yeah, I saw him out and my brain clicked from when I met him once.
And then I like how much he looks like his little guy.
Yeah.
Like his little Rebels guy with the beard. And then he shows up with a beard and he's like, we celebrate the heroes of blah. You know, I can't do his voice.
It's okay.
Don't hire me, Disney. I love Sabine Speeder. I love her style. I love her like Ezra clothes. I love her helmet. Out of everybody in the show, I like Sabine a lot.
Did she copy Ezra and Cal Kestis?
Axel has an issue with her saber adjustments.
Why did she?
He's like, she just made it Cal Kestis. And I'm like, look, technically Cal Kestis can adjust his as well, but yeah. So there, he said his piece.
Okay.
I love
the Loth Cats. I painted one for my not exact one on her helmet for my graduation cap.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have brown, like I was packing all my stuff and I was gonna do brown, but like I was painting a skateboard at that time and the only colors I had out were purple, gray, black, and white. And I was like, and I was going to do like a whole thing. And I was like, no, it's tomorrow. Like graduation's tomorrow. And I just got this cap and gown. So I just did a Loth Cat.
And we salute you.
Yes.
Bachelorian.
I couldn't get a picture of the other Loth Cats. So I only did the one.
Right. This was back when like just the little trailer was out or whatever. I love like the punk rock song she's listening to. It's like a team up between the Kiners and like Ludwig.
It's like Splatoon music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like Splatoon.
Which also is very punk rock.
Is it?
When you guys are playing it, they're all like, yeah, we're like sketchy squiddy guys or whatever happens in that video game. Let's spray each other with paint. Well, like, don't you think don't you think Sabine would make an excellent squiddling?
Yeah, that's true.
Squiddling? Octoling?
There's octolings and then there's Squid Kids.
Which is the good race?
The good race? Well, they're now in harmony with the Octolings.
Oh, wonderful.
They're not racist anymore.
So she can be a good Squidling then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, I think she would be an Octoling.
Yeah. I don't know. We have the first canon introduction of E-Wings, which for me, who read Dark Empire in 1992, is a big deal. Hmm. Nobody else cares? All right, moving on.
How old were you in 1992?
Do the math. 11.
You were like 9 years old.
11. She like runs and then they're like,
you read books when you were 11?
So then she like stops and they like try to cut her off and then she like does the thing where she goes underneath it and they're like, she's crazy, and then they're like, oh, we can't let you go, and then they're like, she's crazy, and then they're like, all right, we'll let you go. And then she goes off to the I like how the like just like Rebels, they have these freeways that nobody's on ever that are huge,
and it goes
to like one little, and then it stops. But what I think it really is it's a landing pad. That's where like if a big ship would drop off supplies, like that's where they load to and from.
Yeah.
That's just where my Star Wars head goes. She does.
And it's so cute, and it just is so cute.
She goes and she feeds him.
Look at the little chicken feet.
Uh-huh, and then she like digs in her little box. Okay. I saw something really cool. So, like, you know, she digs in her little box. Like, right away, the saber's there, but it's wrapped in a little piece of fabric. So you, like, but it's, like, right there in front of your face the whole time. And then I saw something that I don't think anybody else spotted yet. Ursa Wren's hair pin is in there.
She dead, then?
I hope not.
That's what that sounds like.
Unless
she cut her hair and was like, here, Sabine.
Well, maybe she just gave her a hairpin.
But that's, like, a special trinkets box.
Yeah.
So, like, I think she's dead.
Well, maybe it's just a special trinkets box because she doesn't see her family because they're on Mandalore. Oh, no, that's bad.
Because
they're, like, over on Cronest or wherever they live.
I mean, but, like, if mom didn't die, mom just gave me, like, a hair clip. I wouldn't put it in my special box.
Even if you lived really far away?
Yeah, like, the only thing from mom that I had that was in a special trinket box was a bracelet she gave me when I was little. But, like, I don't know. Especially a hairpin that she wore in Rebels all the time. Sounds like she's dead.
Mm. Oh, I don't like that piece of information. I no longer like my discovery. Axel, look at my little posture, Ezra. So you are happy to see Ezra?
I'm happy to hear his voice. I'm not happy to see his hair.
I liked his hair.
Why doesn't he look like he does like when he's like in Lego where his hair is perfect? It's like Anakin's hair.
But right. You wish it was plastic and flat.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Interesting.
I can get you a Lego hat that'll look like Lego hair and you can be Lego Ezra.
Yes.
I'm really trying to like, because I can't see very well, but it looks like the like top portion of his collar is like stiff. and more armory than I thought. Why is that? And I always liked it softer.
I'm confused when he recorded this again.
Okay. Okay, everybody ready? Here we go. So remember the day that like everything's going to go down? He's like downstairs looking at the picture of his mom and dad. And he's like, you know, everything, everywhere, everything I do, everywhere I go. It all started with you, you know. And he makes the plan. He tells Mart Matten, go ship and dial 000. You guys go stay, hang back with the wolves. You go over, like, he records all these messages, I think, when he comes up with the plan. Because he knows what's going to happen. So, like, I think he recorded this at the same time that he recorded the other one that he left everybody. He just recorded Sabine a little side one. And was like, this one's just for you, because, like, you're my sister. You know. That's my interpretation of it, anyway.
Got it.
So, Ahsoka walks into town. And then, like, she goes back, and everybody's like, oh, where were you, Sabine? We missed you. Was that today? Was that yesterday? Whatever. Like, you know, you're going to want to hear what she has to say. And then they're, like, standing like this at each other.
Ahsoka's kind of mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a...
They definitely... They're too alike.
She's a Karen.
And it's very... I wouldn't say that far. She's not bad. They just have their issues with each other.
Why? It's Ahsoka. She gets along with everybody except some people.
Sabine's also very, like, hard to break, too.
So they were fine and, like...
Well, because they never talked. I think there's a lot that we missed. Clearly. Like,
Ahsoka and Ezra didn't fight.
Well, yeah, they did.
But they didn't just, like, stop talking to each other.
Yeah, well, things get complicated when you grow up. So, I don't know. Well, like, we still don't know the whole story, but it's clear that there's a little bit of bad blood or whatever between them. So then they go back and she's like, look, she was going to help you. And they talk over dinner. And then she's like,
Hu Yang's
like, oh, it's good to see you. In case you're going to be back, your little bed looks just like it with all your drawings. Nobody erased your art. If Thrawn comes on the ship, he's going to know how to beat Sabine.
Yeah. Well, Sabine didn't do too good in that lightsaber fight anyway.
Well, she is a little rusty, she said.
Yeah.
So... She comes and she's like, can you do, like, I don't know, how, you know, then she's like, well, she basically says, like, we maybe find Thrawn and Ezra with this. This is how to get to another galaxy. And she goes like, can I take this? Why? Where? Why?
I'm confused on how that map works. So it just leads to another galaxy. They don't know if, they don't actually have hard evidence that they're
right
there.
This is another Force Awakens situation.
Okay.
The map isn't to Luke Skywalker. It's to the first Jedi Temple where everybody thinks Luke went. So this is to the other galaxy where they assume Thrawn got exiled on a Purgle too.
Okay.
You know, at the end of Rebels, you know, boom, Thrawn and Ezra yeet out.
That's kind of boring, though.
How is it boring?
I think it's funny if, like,
everything is, like, a new galaxy now. Like, everything is, like, multiverse. Like, oh, this is another universe.
Well, this isn't a multiverse, but okay.
Like everything's doing the same thing. Like, I think...
Well, I don't think it's going to be like that.
Went to the unknown regions.
I mean, hey, they so, already...
If they went to Exegol.
Let me just run this by you real
this
quick.
This would make the sequels cool.
Let me just run this by you real quick. If they had called it... When the show, rest of the show releases...
That would have been so dope.
We're going to watch this.
Come on,
and if they would have just called it Unknown Regions, I don't think there would be a difference to the plot or whatever's going to happen in the story. We'll see.
But, like, it's the Unknown Regions. Like, oh, this is, like, the crazy Sith people temple. It's like, oh, it's so cool and stuff.
Well, so you just want them to go to a Sith world. How do you know the Sith weren't in another galaxy? Who knows?
Yeah, but, like, the Night Sisters were kind of whack in the series. Like, this girl doesn't even have, like,
It's one Night Sister.
Yeah.
And they're dead. They've been dead. Like, this is...
Yeah, this is like 20 years on.
She's like way cooler.
Yeah, but she was still at the planet, right?
Yeah.
Well, but she also learned.
She was still training. She still learning
with the Jedi, and she learned to use her powers outside of her world.
This girl is just political now.
Yeah, she's focused on building an army.
It seems like she's not like practicing her techniques or anything.
Doesn't look like it.
She's just kind of.
Although she did fight Ahsoka.
So was like that using Night Sister stuff, though?
No, it
was wasn't using fighting, magic or anything.
Yeah, no, it didn't look like it.
Like, she only used magic
stick.
Once.
Like she has, like, a stick.
Oh, yeah, she does have... I don't think it's Beskar, but she does have a
like
stick.
Lightsaber proof.
Oh, I think it, but hers is like with Night Sister magic. Because it glows, right? It glows green.
Plus two.
Oh, it's like the drop in your spear where you throw it and it like blows up, then you just like have another one.
So Ahsoka, Sabine takes the things and runs. And then Hera's like, well, she's probably going to help you.
How probably... does she put the coffee table down?
Yeah, and just like the little cup on the floor. Yeah. So she does it. She solves the Rubik's Cube.
So lame. She literally like turned it once, turned it another, turned it again. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, she knew how to do it.
That was it.
She could have been there all night.
I
like Ahsoka was, apparently. Ahsoka was like, I need help. I need an adult.
I think Ahsoka just gave up.
Maybe. And that's when like droids show up and they take it. I like her fighting. I like her fighting a lot. I have an idea of Sabine's, like, she's a warrior, but she's also like a protege and she's also like an artist. So like, Sabine is all... Oh, sorry, not Sabine.
I didn't see much in her fighting. I don't know.
She's very basic with lightsaber stuff, but also it's very like the basic stuff that like Kanan was showing her too. But also it's very... like she has her own energy. Like she has her own rhythm, which is like really cool. And it's like a little bit like aired toward like militaristic simplicity, which is like all Bo-Katan stuff. Like Bo-Katan is dope, but she's like all function. It's like straight up, done. You're like, because she's like a military trained person. Boba is something else. Boba is like a barbarian. Like Din is somewhere like in the middle. He's kind of like a gunslinger. Kind of like, so I knew that I wanted Sabine to have some sort of different, like she has to have a beauty in her fighting. And it was like a little rusty, but she does have a different rhythm than everybody else. And I respect that. And I can't wait to see when she actually is trained up. Because she was even like, they were like, Hu Yang's like, have you been practicing your lightsaber? No. So I thought that was funny. And I was like, well, maybe you should pick that saber up again.
Also,
and then she got stabbed.
Yeah, then she got stabbed.
Which I'm like, dude, people get touched by a lightsaber and they're like, I'm dead. And then she gets stabbed and they're like, oh, she's fine.
Yeah,
it's okay,
yeah.
Guys. She's okay.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have organs there. It did remind me of like, what's that show? Our Flag Means Death, where Blackbeard is teaching the gentle pirate like how to take a stab, because like if he's fighting and he gets stabbed, don't get stabbed in like the left side of your body, get stabbed on the right side or something, and you I thought that was interesting. But that's what it reminded me of. But I was also like, dude, you how?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Like, I think like people someone always make got, a huge deal out of this stuff.
Someone got their legs crushed and they were dead.
And I always think of like real life things that are like just as crazy. Like somebody like slips in a bathtub and dies. And then other people are like in a 4-car wreck and they're like, oh, I just got like a little scratch on my arm.
I think it's lame. Like, I don't get how death works.
Well, I mean, clearly she stabbed her in the side and she like was fine. And Ahsoka was right there to take her to the Bacta doctor. So everything's fine.
I thought like Ahsoka was going to give her like force like healing, and that's where I was like, oh, okay, I guess I understand how she lived. But they just took her to the hospital and the hospital was like, cool,
yeah,
and it's free probably. That's Lothal.
We don't even have to charge you for an ambulance. The healthcare here is great. Look at our rooftop gardens.
Yeah, it's a delicious meal.
I liked the pacing of the first episode. It reminded me so much of the prequels. It felt like a little bit more measured, where a lot of shows like nowadays, they happen like so fast, like Andor not doesn't count. But like a lot of the other shows, there's
why
all this
Andor
action.
Because
Andor is also very measured and like methodical in the pacing.
Okay,
so I'm saying like out of all the shows, it doesn't move like the other shows move. The other shows have like action beat, a little bit action, and like they seem to go like that way, like Mando and Book of Boba Fett and stuff like that. Whereas this one, like it did open with an action beat, but it was definitely more measured. There were a lot of times where they pulled the music out. I love the music. Shout out to the Kiners. Coming to live action, they deserve it.
How many are there?
Two.
The father and the they're not the Kiners. They're two
sons? Brothers?
Deanna Kiner is trans. So now they're just the Kiners. They're not Kiner brothers. So, like, I forgot the other one's name, but Deanna is one of the, how do you say, kid of Kiner, kid of Kevin. Kevin and his two kids. Those are the kind.
That's what I said. That's what yes. I was like, kids?
Yes,
brothers?
Kids.
Sisters?
Well, they're not brothers anymore.
Okay, her.
So yeah, so now they used to be the Kiner brothers. Four now they're her. Just the Kiners.
Okay.
So there's three of them.
Kiners.
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 And yeah, I love the music. I love Sabine's music. I love the end credits music. I love the punk rock music that Sabine's listening to. And I don't even like punk rock that much. I'm a metal dude. But I love the like, Yacha Milichima.
That's literally Splatoon.
It ain't Kiner Splatoon. No, it ain't. Okay. Anybody else have anything to
the
say?
Kiners probably play Splatoon.
There you go. Shout out, question in the back. Kiners, respectfully, how much Splatoon 2 do you get down?
Okay, can we
three, we're at three right now.
Cool. Kevin's like, excuse me, what? And the other ones are like, four hours a day. All right, Toil and Trouble, episode 2.
I remember in the second, I think of the second one. No, first one? I think it was the first one where you could, like, go to an arcade in Splatoon and you could, like, do, like, dance to their music or just play their music. You just go and like they have a little jukebox and you just play any of their music if you unlock it. It's cool.
Do you remember there was a Wii music game where you would just shake your little Wiimote and play along with whatever? Like,
yeah, but wasn't there also one that was like boxes where you put together cardboard boxes and you play instruments?
I never got that.
No.
But it was like, it was not just instruments. You could do other stuff.
I thought it was instruments.
I think you could, like, go fishing. Like, you could build robot arms and do robot things.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, Toil and Trouble.
Yeah, the second
So you
one.
Don't like the... Oh, no, Axel doesn't like the Night Sister. I kind of like the Night Sister. Night
this
Sister
is literally Treasure Planet. They literally put that thing, not in the ground.
Or Jedi
usually
Survivor,
it goes
whatever.
In the ground. But put it in, and then this huge map comes up all around them. Mm-hmm. That's lame.
But that happens in a lot of Star Wars stuff. This was just a little more...
With a ball and a ball
of... because it's spherical.
Yes.
Now you're calling
it's spherical
it. Excuse me,
and
this
gold,
is a sphere.
And
a sphere
and
has
needed,
been copyrighted.
It needed to be, like, rolled around a little bit.
If it was an oval, we would let you go.
Mm-hmm. An egg.
You get out of our early 2000s movies.
My favorite movie.
Sir?
Is Treasure Planet better than Ahsoka?
Oh, wow. That's... I'm going to wait till Ahsoka's done... But so far, I like Sabine a lot.
But it's also like kind of the same, like where the bad guys.
Yeah,
oops, sorry.
But there's
the
no
bad
personal
guys
connection.
Have it.
Like Sabine's looking for something.
No, I
that
know.
Kid
I'm
just wanted
I
to get out.
I think it's funny. And the bad guys are there for Thrawn. Thrawn and Ezra are the treasure on a planet.
Oh, in the galaxy. So yeah, so they go.
Treasure galaxy.
Oh, did you see the Purgle? Like.
Or they should call it, instead of Ahsoka, Missing Persons Galaxy. Because they're not persons. Treasure, and it's not planet.
NCIS, Ezra yeah. and Thrawn.
we were talking about comic books and how it's just called, like, Aphra.
Dr.
Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Yoda.
Bounty Hunters.
So lame. Anyway.
Easily recognizable, I guess.
This one's just Ahsoka.
I kind of miss the old Dark Horse days.
Why is it just Ahsoka? Like, is it going to be just Ahsoka?
I think the story is going to be about her, but I don't know what it is.
Kind of like Cassian. Like, Cassian was, like, Cassian.
Yeah.
But, like, I wonder...
I mean...
Because, like, we know Ahsoka, you know?
Well, I don't know if we know... We don't know this Ahsoka.
That's true.
At least I don't. Not yet. But I'm very curious to see, like, because I still... Like, other than finding Ezra and she preventing war... What is her deal? What is your?
I feel like she's in it to find Thrawn more than Ezra.
To prevent war, right? But I think she made a promise to Ezra, dude.
I think that's
important.
I think it is important. There's something in me that says more Thrawn than Ezra.
I mean, I think she does care about galactic events, kind of, but she also stands off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Cetos. What? Why? Cetos, that's the planet they go to, like, do the map thingy.
Mm-hmm. They find it. They find a new galaxy. They have, like, the map to it. He sends his apprentice to, what was the other planet? Because before that, Ahsoka goes to Sabine's place to, like, try to see if there's any evidence or any, like, anything that they left behind. And then there's the cat hisses. And then there's a droid that was left behind from last night.
Right, right.
That comes down and she slices his head and takes it over to Sabine. And Sabine, like, gets into the head and, like, tries to figure out where they're going.
Yeah, access the memory.
And it almost explodes. And yeah. Huyang's like, I'm going to pull it now.
Yeah. Hera's like, go for it. And he's like, that's because you're a hologram.
Yeah.
I like that. That
Which is
cute.
Why I was like, that little, like, I don't know. That part didn't feel like Hera.
I like that stuff. Because, like, she believes in her. Like,
yeah.
She's like, she can do it. Like, I like how much she has faith in Sabine's abilities.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes more sense. I was just like.
That's how I see it.
Hera.
Yeah.
You're usually for protecting everyone and but, being safe. Yeah.
At the same time, I'm also like, Hera, why aren't you Vanessa? But that's on me.
Yeah. Well, and then and Sabine the finds out what planet that droid is, like, constantly going to.
He came from Corellia.
Yeah. And so she finds that out, and then Ahsoka goes, and that's when Sabine is like, I'll go too. And she's like, you're hurt. Bye.
Yeah.
And then, like,
they're very cold to each other, dude. But also, that feels real.
You've seen it here.
Maybe too real.
Yeah.
But it like, happens. And it's both of them. They, like, they both treat each other.
I think Ahsoka
like
is mom, and I am Sabine. Because then when things go right, we get along. And then things go wrong, and then we're like, no.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is, like, not agree with you on a podcast right now. And I'm going to move on to talking about Baylan and Shin.
And their side profiles?
I like their... I don't know what their relationship is really yet. But I like the way... Like, because she has very little dialogue.
Yeah.
But, like, because Morgan is just like, send the Padawan. Send the little one. Or whatever, like, send your apprentice.
Da-da-da. Yeah, he sends her to Corellia.
It seems like he treats her with respect. And she asks and he answers. He's, like, very open.
That's why I'm like, I wonder if he didn't really want to turn out Sith.
Well,
but he seemed like maybe, like... Like, he questioned things or something. That's the thing. It's like, I wish I knew when he left.
They're not Sith. They said that they're, like, mercenaries.
Yeah.
And their lightsabers aren't red. They're, like, reddish-orange. They're, like... And they said that that's on purpose. That's not a mistake. So, like, in theory, they're not, like, true Sith. They're just mercenaries who go around. I don't know about Marok. That guy just seems like he's a hired gun saber.
That guy's lame.
Him in his tight pants.
Yeah.
But, like, she asks him, she's like, what does it mean? Or what is this going to, like, after the map and everything. Because then she's like, okay, I'm off to, like, get the final hyperdrive or whatever into the Eye of Sion. And anybody else? Nobody else? Okay, I'll say it. Darth Sion is a character from Knights of the Old Republic. And I'm very interested. Like, it's probably nothing just like, oh, we named this after a cool ancient Sith. Like, but, you know, shout out to Darth Sion.
He's actually leaving, I guess, living in
who
that,
had kind of a messed up eye. And got a ship named after it, apparently.
Oh, okay. Play.
So, but she says something like, you know, what does this mean? You know, what is she going to do? Like, what, you know? And he's like, for some, war. For others, a new beginning. And she says, for us? And he goes, power such as you've never dreamed. I still don't understand why Thrawn is the key to power. But now I'm like, is it just something in the galaxy that's the key to the power? Like, what is it?
If now, I was Thrawn, I would not help the Empire. They're in shambles. They're not
once.
Even in the Empire anymore. It's just a bunch of random, like, conservatives at this point.
So, like, the idea of Thrawn is, like, he does, like, whatever he has because, like, he can get all the power to, like, protect his people or whatever, right? But also, like, maybe he could unite these people to become stronger and, like, build a bigger weapon. Okay, but
but the whole reason that they lost in the first place was because they didn't listen to Thrawn. So again, if I was Thrawn, I wouldn't even want to be with these people who, even if I did everything I could, like, they're still not doing their job.
Yeah.
Like an Overwatch game. If I'm healing you and I'm a support that's supposed to be healing you,
Governor,
no matter how much healing I do, if you can't get kills, we're screwed.
Yeah, I told you, Governor, not to move your ship. And you moved your ship, and now the rebels got away, and I didn't kill everybody on whatever planet. But I think I have, like, an interesting little thing now. The only thing that I can think of, like, Ezra goes there, the Purgle grab the Chimera, and boom, gone. Right?
You think that's his daughter or something?
I don't know. Sorry. That could be interesting. Yeah, I don't know. They have an interesting relationship, and I'm curious to see where it goes. But power. What if the ship, what if they're trying to get the, because the temple is there on the ship, remember? They left with, like, the temple rebuilt on the ship, and then Ezra kind of destroyed it, but the pieces are there. In theory, maybe they could rebuild that temple again. Mm-hmm. Maybe is that what he's trying to access, like, the world between worlds? And that's the power? That was what the Emperor wanted.
Yeah.
You know? So that, like, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, what is the power? Oh, he's really good at ships. He's really
good at fighting.
Yes. Thrawn is good at beach.
Thrawn is Knuff.
All right. Hu Yang, I love. And I love this moment where I also like, do you want Sabine to be Force sensitive?
No.
Okay, me neither.
I think they make everyone Force sensitive. And then, like, the whole thing with Rey, where, like, they were like, Rey came from actually nothing. And then they're like, just kidding. She's a Palpatine. JK, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I really want her to really, even though she's like this huge Mandalorian person, is like kind of like a princess, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want her to be nothing. I want her to not have Force powers and beat up this girl who has Force powers.
Me to Sabine. You're nothing. You're no one.
But it says in a loving way.
But not to me.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I don't know for the same reasons. But I think, like,
I want her to beat up that Force-sensitive kid with no Force abilities.
No, I think it's because a lot of people are like, well, was she Force-sensitive? What if she's like becomes a Force-sensitive? Like, I don't think that's how it works. I don't think that's how it's ever worked. I've never seen a story make it work like that.
I mean, but also, Finn.
No, where they like, randomly always kinda had it. He just kind of like didn't know how to use it. You know, at least that was like the idea, right? Mm-hmm. But like, I like that.
I love that.
What I want it to be is, because George Lucas always said, like, you know, everybody, like, the Force is in everybody. When Han is piloting a ship really good, like, that's the, you know, like, that's, it's not everybody can be, they don't use it like the Jedi use it, but, like, everybody has their own thing. Somebody's really good at your good luck or
what
whatever.
Someone's not good at anything.
Then you are.
Like Maul.
And you, yeah. You're just the worst. Maul's Force power is he can't die. Maul's Force power is he can't die. He's immortal.
Well, he sucked at that.
No, because he never died.
He died after.
Yeah, but he got killed like 9 times. Maul's Force power was 9 cat lives.
That's true. I can't really say much about like Sabine getting stabbed and living when literally Maul exists.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
So I like there's a conversation here with Hu Yang.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, look, like, you know. Because she's like, well, you know, never would have made a good Jedi or something. And he's like, well, I have to say, like, out of Force aptitude, I've known many thousands of Padawans over thousands of years, and you are well below all of them. In other words, like, you don't have the Force. But, you know, that's not what it takes. It's like, do you want to? And she's like, well, good, then I won't waste any more of her time. And he says, the only time you're wasting is your own. Oh! Got him! so I like that conversation because it also like reaffirms to me that like, okay, good, they're not gonna like be like, oh, suddenly she's the chosen one or whatever, you know. And I like that they don't change things, but I like that they, because it starts to redefine like what is a Jedi. Like, is a Jedi a person who can lift rocks? Is a Jedi a person with a lightsaber, or is a Jedi a person who lives by these ideals and trains and becomes a good person who protects and guards the galaxy? Like, I like that idea of redefining and reimagining.
Like that one droid. That helps R2-D2.
You're talking about R5, yeah. Who fought in the war.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the non-canon version,
yes.
Where he was like, let me sacrifice myself, yes. Like Toad in the Mario Kart SNL skit.
Yes.
I don't know. I like that conversation with Hu Yang. I like Hu Yang. And I like, there's a lot of cool little moments like that so far that they're hitting me with. And I'm starting to like him a lot.
I love that cat.
Ahsoka goes back to the house and is like, yeah, this is when she pulls apart the thing. Then they go to Corellia.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, you stay here.
Her and Hera go to Corellia.
Yeah.
Big, like, well, I feel, okay, like, Hera was kind of, like Ahsoka, like, kind of, like, person of color, like, you know, like, her features and such, right?
I never like, thought of her. Of... Like, Ahsoka, I always
Oh, yeah, like Ahsoka, for
but,
sure.
But, like, Hera wasn't, I never saw it in the design that much.
I thought I saw a little bit.
I mean, she's green, so you can almost assign anything. You know, which, I mean, I guess you could say for Ahsoka, but I also feel like Ahsoka's features, for sure, were, like,
yeah,
very, like, inspired Definitely. By.
Well, I was saying, like, I thought it was funny, because, like, the manager or whatever goes to pick them up, and they're, like, the only, like, well, not the only women. I saw, like, a few women working, mm-hmm. but, like, alien women there. And they were also just vibrantly colored against, yeah. like, all of these people that yeah. are just working. I thought that was kind
of
cool.
I kind of like seeing a little bit of that Rebels color pop in this show. Like, because it's like Anlo Fall, the world. The entire, like, world. All Sabine's outfits, Sabine's paint jobs. Like, I am liking to see that. After seeing a lot of drab Empire stuff all the time and Andor, and, like, it is really cool. Like, not that there's not space for both, but, like, I like seeing both.
I will say, I think, like, the art's great, but I don't know what, I still don't know what happened to that wall, like, the mural.
You don't like the mural?
No, I think they're trying to, like you said, they try to translate it to real life, yeah. but if you look at it very carefully, it looks kind of funky.
I've been looking at it, and I feel like it is translated to real life, but it's also, like, the animated one is, like, Sabine's stylistic interpretation of these animated characters. Mm-hmm. So even when you look at them on the mural... The Hera who looks like the animated Hera has, like, giant eyes, you know. And then on the mural, when you look at them and then you look at the actresses, the real life people, it's, like, a little more geared in, like, a real, it's like an interpretation of a real life person as opposed to the interpretation of the animation of a fictional character. So, like, I think that's because I'm looking at Hera and, like, her eyes are smaller.
Her Sabine one didn't look great.
And I'm like, oh, it's because she's not a cartoon. But also, Elizabeth Winstead also has giant eyes.
Yeah, she has giant eyes. So I'm
like, they went, like, half and half. They went half and half. And then, like, Sabine yeah. looks a little more like the actress playing Sabine. Like,
I just think it's, you know. Like, and Zeb is just wild.
But he's always been like that.
Yeah. I just think that, like... I don't like change. So my brain, when I saw it, I was like, okay. No.
I want to introduce you to my friend. Hola, Jonah.
No.
She doesn't like change. Anyway, I shouldn't put words in her mouth, but she's on X. She seems very excited about this. And I'm happy for her because her, like us, are too close to the... If there's anybody who is, like, above or on our level of Rebels love, it's Jonah. And, like, if that same trepidation over the future of these characters who has that same love and care that we do, it's Jonah. And the fact that she's, like, enjoying this makes me feel like, oh, good, it's not just me. You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, I don't know. For what it's worth, Jonah's a person
really,
I trust.
I think I also just really like the mural that was made in Rebels. Yeah. And it was just so god dang beautiful.
God
like,
dang.
To the point where, like, Zoe sent me, like, a tapestry of that mural. And it was gorgeous.
Yes,
and then
this
I
is
couldn't
a castle
put it up
and we have many tapestries.
Because my freaking RAs were like, no, you can't have that. It's a fire hazard. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I work with fire all of the time. Whatever. Oh, but so, like, so, yeah, I just look at it and I'm
yeah.
sad because I'm like, wow, you could have just copy paste.
But there's
paste.
Like been a I have the art book and there's a different interpretation. Like it's Amy Beth Christensen's interpretation, like of a like more, it's a little more, I would describe it as like comic booky style mm-hmm. instead of like the painted more abstract style.
Someone get any right. help.
And then, like, so, like, I feel like everything's an interpretation.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like even us doing the costumes, like, we have to make it real.
I feel like Sabine's room right. didn't have enough drawings. It had, like, from what I saw, like, mostly, like, marker drawings. Like, mm-hmm. almost like she took Sharpie to the wall.
Yeah.
But, like, when you look at her room, it's, like, everything. Like, you know, like, I wonder well, if maybe that's just because it's over the years or something.
Here's
but
how
also,
I feel.
She's growing up. She's
and
changing.
She's a little more, like, she used to be going on these adventures and have this family. And I think she's kind of isolated and alone, and she's, like, just there. So I don't think she's, like, you remember she painted the time that Ezra knocked down, like, the bunk with Chop. Like,
yeah.
She, like, that was a fun experience, and she made a whole mural out of it. She went and stole a TIE fighter and, like, painted the whole time. Like, I feel like there are these times when she was, like, fighting like that. She had all this inspiration. And now that she's sort of just, like, there and guarding and protecting and a little more static, I feel like that fire has, like, dimmed a little bit. Like, she doesn't have inspiration. She doesn't go out and have these, like, giant adventures to inspire her to, like, come up with these giant murals. You know what I mean? Except for that one mural.
Yeah.
You know, and that mural is literally looking back on those heroes, like her family, you know, I don't know. Anyway, Ahsoka over here, them are like dealing. And I love Hera just being like, well, I'm authorizing it, you know? Okay. This is a formal inspection then. Like, I'm a general, like, you're going to do this.
Yeah. I didn't, the moment, the absolute moment that one of the workers like turned their back a little, I was like, you,
it happens
you.
Like three times. You're like, oh, this one. And then like it happens again and you're like, oh, you and then you're like, all of you.
Yeah, no, I was immediately like, nope, no. Hera, get him right now, arrest him. Mm-hmm. Use your generalness.
I also like that, like, Ahsoka like takes out the droids and then she like deflects everybody's stuff, but Hera just gets like kill shots on everybody. Like Ahsoka did, like the guy tries to shoot her and Ahsoka's like pa-ching nope, and Hera's like spling dead.
Yeah.
I like the sound of the blurg. Hera's blaster. It's good to hear that again.
Yeah. But so then
so she's like, you go get the stop that ship.
Yeah.
You go get the ship and I'll go chase down the ship. And then so she runs down, she ends up fighting Marok and this droid. An HK droid.
We saw Chopper.
Yeah. Now the Chopper and Hera stuff. I don't want to say by far, but like straight out of a Rebels episode. Like, no, yeah. I did not go through your stuff. Did you check the other thing? Just get it ready, Chop. Like, that stuff was like on point.
I think my favorite was he was like, just shoot him. And Hera was like, I can't just shoot him. They'll fall into the city. And he was like, so?
Yes, and? Ahsoka takes out the droid. There's like a really cool move where she does like a rollover with her blade like in the droid and then like pulls it out to deflect and then the droid like falls apart.
Like an alligator?
No, it was a cool like moment that I was very happy about.
You
around
think
15
cool
times.
Or something?
Alligators are fine, I guess, dude. They're not very good with a lightsaber with their little ass arms. Lame. Yeah. Chopper doing the thing. Chopper's throw where he does the spin and throw. He throws that tracking device like a piece of milk at Ezra.
I thought it was so funny because he was looking through and he grabbed one and I was like, is he going to throw that? He's going to throw that. And I was like, "There's, like, maybe he's going to like go up close to it. No, he just threw it at them.
Well, that's what they like. They did like a little barrel roll over it. Mm-hmm. Do a barrel roll.
Yeah.
And then he like, wah, wah, wah. Oh no.
But yeah. Axel sending text messages.
Is that his version of an alligator?
That's turtle. From over the hedge.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway.
So then they go back, and then they're like, they place the tracker, and they're like, all right, cool. I'll go back to whatever, and you go back there. And then, let's see. So, and then Sabine has her
cuts
canon moments.
Her hair. And Mom was like, I know that hurts.
She pulls out the armor, she gets like warrior ready, she pulls the cane in, she does the knife, she cuts her hair, she
like
goes up
papa.
To the mural. All the lighting here is beautiful.
You think like she didn't dye it, she just cut it and so like the top part was purple?
It was still purple?
Yeah. Yeah, right? No, I think she dyed it a little bit.
The bottom was dark. Sorry, top. Where does hair start?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she goes up, she does her thing, and then Ahsoka shows. And she sends Ahsoka the message. She says, I'm ready now. And she's like, okay, I'm going back. And then Hera's like, I'm going to go figure out the tracking stuff. And then they're like, it's on Cetos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Oh, up this way?
No, I was just saying mm-mm to that mural.
Oh.
But yeah, so they go. Huyang.
Mm-hmm.
I like Huyang.
Yeah.
I think of this. I'm Sabine. Mom is Ahsoka, and you're Huyang.
The only time you are wasting is your own.
So, yeah. Good episodes.
Okay. Two episodes in. How do you guys feel?
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. I am liking it more than I thought I was going to. I was a little worried, a little trepidatious. Not Vanessa is still giving me a little bit of a, like, I wish it was Vanessa. That's going to be the hardest hill to climb. Oh, look, it's Huyang. Oh, look, it's Marok and his, like, rusted, busted Inquisitor stuff.
Yeah, he's nothing.
Yeah. I hope he gets wrecked and is just, like, because everybody's like, well, what if it's, like, Ezra underneath there? Like, what if it's Starkiller? And I'm like, I hope
what it's Jar Jar.
I hope it's none of those.
That head is not Jar Jar.
No, it could. You never know. You never know.
He's right. I hope it's not any of them. I hope it's none of them.
Yeah.
What have I done? Let's see. Then we got Ahsoka. We got Sabine. I love Sabine's armor. I love
her left shoulder is kind of whack, but the rest of it is fine. The rest of it is good. Just the paint. Just the paint.
I love the
like, purple on it. I didn't enjoy.
I love the flight suits, the leather. I love... Those look so much more functional. Her gaunts.
Like, if I wear that, it looks like it's going to get hot.
Yeah, this is
It's like layer on layer.
This is legit Mando stuff. This is what you've been getting away from with the animated stuff.
She even has, like, black under... She has a turtleneck? No. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, that's like she's got a neck seal and she has her like little undergloves.
I think Dave hates me.
Well, he did say that one time that he needed me in the garage doing a bunch of stuff.
Dave,
so this is that. Yeah. Me? Yeah. Remember you were like, why did I change the thing? And he was like, well, now your dad has something to do in the garage this summer. Thanks,
but
Dave.
That's like going to be me in the summer. So, anyway.
Morgan Elsbeth is a former Night Sister. Let me bounce this off your head, Lizzie. So we know she's a survivor. We know she was a Night Sister. There are very few Night Sister survivors we know. One of them is Merrin, who obviously she is not. The other one is a little girl who ended up like working a hotel, sort of traded away as a kind of slave person or whatever.
Okay.
Do you remember the story Bug? From E. Ann Convery?
Yeah.
In an anthology of the Clone War stories, Light and Dark?
Yeah, that was the only one I read.
Yeah. So, wouldn't it be interesting if that little girl grew up to be her? Or the girl that took her? Because if anybody knew anything, it would be E. Ann Convery. And that girl was another survivor, Night Sister.
Maybe it's just different stories.
Maybe. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And I went and pulled that story out because I wanted to see if there was any like ideas about her markings or anything like that.
At this point, having like cool different ways of showing the survivors of the Night Sisters, especially like when Asajj was like, nope, no one's here. No one. Just me. Just me, guys. Like, I think it's interesting, especially because there's like, you can name two.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Technically, like at least with I don't even know what other species I could say, but like in Star Wars, but like there's at least a handful of them. But with the Night Sisters is like there's
right
two.
Well, I think the other thing too that they like in the story Bug, that person was from another clan.
Yeah.
So remember they talked about how they were like over here when all that like so they didn't get slaughtered with the rest of them because they sort of lived off by themselves. So like when they killed all the Night Sisters, it was really like all the Night Sisters from that clan.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, so there are other Night Sisters out there, just probably not that many. But yes, I only named three.
When are we going to go see Anne?
I don't know. Soon, I hope. Okay. Hey, look, it's Balin. I don't know how I feel about him. He seems all right, even though he killed a lot of people not too long ago.
Well.
Wait, he's awesome. What are you talking about?
He was kind of rude.
You think he was rude? I thought he was the most so polite. Nice. Oh, in fact.
The guy?
This dude?
No, the guy.
Oh, you're talking about the captain.
Yeah. No, that guy was rude. I would kill that guy,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. You would. Yes. No, I believe that.
Have you watched Cassian? I was so happy when they killed everyone, yes, though. I was like, yes, destroy them.
Real quick, right at the end, like, at the end of the episode, I didn't get, but Morgan is on the ship, and they're, like, putting that last hyperdrive in, and then she, like, talks to them on their little, like, water hollow, or whatever it is. And then he's, like, she's, like, what do you see? And he sort of, like, he says, like, you know, Ahsoka's presence is elusive, but her determination is vivid. And then she's, like, do you, like, because he says something earlier about it would be a shame to kill her, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, but she won't stop. She's coming, like, no matter what. And it just seems like he's real sad to have to kill.
Yeah, I mean, it's
very much the Princess Bride. You know, you seem like a good man. I hate to kill you.
Yeah, but it's also like he probably knew Ahsoka, like, that, not knew her, but like knew of her. Yeah. Because even like Iskat is like, oh my god, the greatest like Jedi that's ever gonna, like Anakin, right. Like everyone knows these people, like these famous.
Well, but also to be fair, like in the trailer, he says like, you know, I knew your master. What, like he in the trailer, there's a scene of him talking that's probably in the next episode, and then this mysterious girl whose costume I just like. I saw the hairpiece in the box. Okay, all done. What was your favorite part of both episodes? Do you have a favorite part? I think I really like Sabine's introduction.
Chopper saying, so? So what?
Fair. Anything, Axel? You done?
Balin.
Favorite part is Balin? Balin. Okay. The noun. All right.
I don't like the New Republic.
Yeah. You don't like them?
I don't think anyone likes
them. Nobody likes them?
No.
I like... No, I think they're better. That's a bad sign. Well, I should spend more time with my son. He prefers the Empire.
Literally blew up planets.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
Probably, but they got stuff done.
Yeah. Also, my daughter wants to kill rude captains, too, so I guess I'm not doing good on any front. Okay, anyway, any theories you guys want to pop out, which will probably be proven wrong before this episode comes out? Anything you want to throw out and say?
Oh, wait, what, like... No, it was yellow, right? Is Kat's, like, quote, like, mom's saber... I don't know if it's yellow. No one spoil it yet. I have not read it yet. So I'm saying quote because I don't know if it's the mom yet.
Well, to be fair,
now because they keep saying it's a mom, I'm guessing it's not a mom. But anyway,
we'll do a separate yellow, podcast on that, Lizzie. Yellow.
Okay.
Anything you want to see?
You think it turn like they turn it and then it's like yellow and then it goes orange and then it goes red or what?
I mean, that's how Axel's works.
Mine turned pink first.
That's because when the battery gets low, the blue goes out first. On yours.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, I guess that's about it. Like I said, any wishes, anything you want to see happen in this show?
Chopper killing people.
For me, my big one is Ezra. I need Ezra back. I want Ezra back.
Chopper killing people.
Okay. Axel, anything for you? You good? I'm good.
I think they should hire Cal to come with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be interesting to see, like, no, I want to see, like, when they're going to different planets, like, instead of them being like, well, there's a thing that looks like Ezra was here. I wish it was like Cal, and then you could see what he actually did there, and he was, like running around stealing or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
The psychometry. Yeah. Like, kids gotta eat.
I think that would be funny.
He stole a Yogan fruit.
He's also giant. He's not a kid. That is a grown man.
What do you think he's going to look like?
What do you mean?
Ezra.
Oh, you think he's like disheveled?
I don't know about disheveled, but he's going to be grown up, and I doubt he's going to be wearing the same clothes he left in. Like, what do you think he would look like?
I don't know. I know what Thrawn would look like. Like that one time in the comic.
Thrawn would look like the exact same. Yeah. He's like, I have 12 of these uniforms on the Chimera. Which is still with
me. No, like in that one comic.
Even though it doesn't
where he's surviving in the woods.
Oh, when I had no shirt and long hair.
Long hair, yeah.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just both look the same.
But like, blue?
They're just twinning.
It's Ezra and a blue Ezra. Wait.
They just both have like long hair and like no right. shirt.
Or like Ezra's rocking the like Grand Admiral uniform and like Thrawn has the orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, they wanted a trade.
Thrawn's like, I feel autistic.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope. Anybody? Nobody? Okay. That's it. Everybody good? Till next time. All right. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show, or in theory, have enjoyed the show. And
don't get spoiled on Overwatch.
Yeah, don't get spoiled on Overwatch. Watch it out there, people. Watch those Overwatch streets. Not done. Not done.